The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Wake Up Crew. That's right. I said the main word. It's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
And in case you were wondering, it's July 18th, episode 1702. And it's 17 days until school starts. And I mentioned that July 18th because we're just a few weeks away from the start of school and high school football. I need some football music right there, but didn't get any. But first game will be August, what, Brian?
Let me look here at my August.
Oh, I thought you'd have this right on top of your
22nd.
Head. August 22nd. That's the day Davis Nolan is retiring.
I guess it is.
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday.
His last day will be a Friday.
The 16th would be the first coach's show.
When?
The 16th, the Saturday before.
Huh. Primetime Sports Thursday will be on.
That's less than a month away.
Yeah.
Today's the 18th.
Good luck with that. I don't want to have this conversation again. I've given plenty of hints.
I was talking about the coaches show there.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there for that. I've got a limited football schedule for me. We don't know what it is yet, but I keep hoping I'll get a schedule here pretty soon where I can tell you what games I'm going to be at. I'm kind of like Jim Nance. You know, it's like, okay, well, I think I might do the Masters, but I might not, you know, kind of thing.
You only do what you want to do?
Well, I have to talk to my people that take my place. I have to get them all lined up, you know, because I don't want it to be a headache for you at all.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Going to Siegel on a Friday night across town. I don't know.
Oh, come on, man.
It's an easy trip for you. Well, except for getting out of your driveway. But anyway, I'm meaning to ask you how your neck is, because you've been having some neck pain.
It's not great today. Got a crick
stiff
in my neck.
Crick in your neck.
Yeah, turning left is not fun.
You're sleeping wrong.
Something.
Do you still sleep on your back?
So it's back, and then it's when I wake up, which is always once a night. It's been maybe 3 a.m. It's then on my side, and I think that's when it's happening.
Oh. Well, you don't really need. You're not supposed to sleep on your side. I sleep all night on my side. I can't sleep on my back.
But you're not supposed to sleep on your side?
I don't think so.
Well, the past two nights...
You need to get rid of doggies in your bed.
Well, I don't know how that's going to happen.
Well, you put them in a crate and you shut the door in the bedroom and let them, you know, they'll bark for a little while and then they'll be fine.
But they're so sad.
You got to show tough love, man. Yeah, I mean, you're just, you're babying them.
They look at me with those big brown eyes.
I mean, you've created that problem. Now you're going to have to fix that problem.
Skeeter did.
Even Huey doesn't sleep with Dalton.
That's true. But he doesn't like Huey. Just kidding. Skeeter has licked my nose the past two mornings to wake me up.
Okay.
I don't know why.
You take him and you go, okay, big boy, you're going to go to your crate.
But he would be sad.
How do you know he will be sad? Might be the best thing ever happened to both of you.
He just looks sad when you
say
it.
So does he go back to sleep when you get up?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't get up. I don't know why. Just the last two nights, he's just licked me in the face and woke me up. And then I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, there's something different in his routine then. You're going to have to figure out what that is.
Yeah, and it's just started. But when I get up and then go back to bed, I'm sleeping on my side. And I usually don't do that.
I didn't think you ever did that.
It's, you know, at 3 o'clock, you got, what, 2 more hours to sleep. So it's left side for an hour, and then you flip over right side. So it's not good sleep. But
is Ladybug in the bed, too?
There are 3 dogs in the bed.
Rosie's in the bed, too?
At the foot of the bed. Yeah.
Man.
Ladybug's usually under the cover, and Skeeter is usually on top of the cover, laying between my legs at the foot of the bed.
I don't know how you ever get to sleep.
It's not easy.
How do you ever get to sleep? I mean, you know, anyway, we'll be back.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 93 degrees. Wind south-southwesterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 74. And then showers and storms become likely Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you needed the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Chris Perfect.
Open Championship Round 2 at Royal Port Rush. Projected cut line early on is 1 over. Two-way tie atop the leaderboard right now between Rasmus Højgaard, 5 under through 12 holes today, and Brian Harman, 5 under for the tournament. He is through 9 holes. A lot of guys here at 4 under. Tyrrell Hatton, Harris English, and teeing off later, Jacob Skaab Olesen, Hao Tong Lee, and Matt Fitzpatrick. Some other notables include Rory McIlroy, who is 1 under through 6 holes, Justin Rose, who's 2 under through 7, and Tony Finau, 2 under as well. Scottie Scheffler teeing off later. NFL Players Association Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr. resigned on Thursday night following allegations of conflict of interest. And on Thursday, Damian Lillard agreed to a 3-year, $42 million contract to return to the Portland Trailblazers.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:21 here on the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning on this fabulous Friday, and indeed it is fabulous. We're powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. United Communication, MTE's internet company, delivers fast 99.99%, which is very close to 100%.
reliable fiber internet to homes and businesses. Learn more at mte.com/internet. Can you imagine 99.9%?
That's how many football games you're going to be at this year, right? 99.99%?
No, Dr. Bass told me that he's going to do surgery on two kidney stones I have in my body, and he's going to annihilate them.
Annihilate them.
And I said, well, what's the recovery? I mean, what's the chances of it not doing right and you have to get a stent? And he said, 98% are effective.
Well.
Yeah, well, you know who the 2% is going to be. It's going to be me.
It's almost as good as fiber internet.
I'm getting it done before football season starts, though.
Nice.
No, not really. That doesn't change my schedule any. I can't wait to get the schedule and hand it to you. It's going to be a fun day up here. Okay. Yeah, I've got to cut back a little bit. I'm getting old.
You're only as old as you feel.
Okay, I know Lauren. I don't know her last name. Margaret Jack? Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Okay, Lauren Margaret Jack is today. I apologize. Is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for her heartfelt commitment as the compassionate leader of Possibility Place, tirelessly nurturing and empowering each individual with kindness and grace. Lauren is going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Lauren who?
Margaret Jack.
That's perfect. That's really good, John. Lauren, why are you staring at me? Lauren Margaret Jack, our good neighbor
today. I don't like you at all.
From Ryan Flowers.
And my schedule's getting smaller and smaller on football. Just keep it up.
Just end in a good neighbor like Margaret. I'm sorry, like Lauren.
Like Lauren who?
Lauren Margaret Jack. Send in that by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. That gets them into us here. And WGNS will make him the good neighbor of the day in the coming days. It's World Listening Day. So folks are already participating in that who are hearing me right now. They're listening.
So. I feel sorry for them.
It's National Caviar Day.
Ooh.
And for those of us who can't afford caviar, it's National Sour Candy Day.
Hmm. I can get Spam. Put Spam on a cracker.
that's your caviar.
That's my caviar. Do you like Spam?
It's okay.
Our song of the day. This was really a hit before it was a hit again. This is a re-hit.
A re-hit?
Yeah, because it was popular in the 60s, but they brought it back for the movie Ghost. It's Unchained Medley.
Oh, my love.
I think it hit the charts again in the 90s.
Right.
What I understand.
Yeah.
When this movie came out.
This movie brought that back up.
Yeah.
Medley Brothers. Righteous Brothers.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger, call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. Thousands spent the night in the dark in Memphis after a powerful afternoon storm took down trees and power lines. The storm damaged electric transformers, leading to a night full of repairs for Memphis light, gas, and water. The utility says more than a dozen poles were taken down by the storm, leading to more than 10,000 households and businesses without power during the peak of the outage. Repairs continue this morning. No injuries have been reported. Despite a backlash from fans and a serious financial setback, the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival says they will schedule the annual music festival for the same time next year. In a statement, the festival says the event will return June 11th through 14th, 2026. Organizers say they will spend the winter months reconfiguring campsites and performance zones to better handle sudden rain. The 2025 event was canceled after the first day following rainstorms that flooded campsites, trapping vehicles in the mud and leaving many fans upset. More news in 30 seconds.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem was in Nashville Thursday to announce several new changes coming to airport security. Noem spoke at Nashville International Airport to highlight the TSA Honor Lane, an expedited security screening lane designed for active duty military and their families. BNA is one of 11 airports that currently have the dedicated lane. Noem says the department is planning to add more of them to airports, starting with airports closest to military bases. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew, and we've got Good Neighbor events coming up after Rewind at 635. Another check of the weather, and our first look at traffic coming up around 634. And let's not forget, later on, I'm even dreading now to do this, because it used to be so good, now it's just mediocre. It's the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at 657 before CBS News. That's a dog. That's a puppy. That's not a wolf.
Oh, you want a wolf?
No, I don't. I don't want it anymore. I'm not even going to bring it up anymore. What happened to the good one you used to do every single time?
Every single time?
Yeah, it was
or
great.
Or was it just like once?
The first time we did it, it was great for 10 times. 10 times in a row. And then all of a sudden, the brain went somewhere, and now it's like, it's like Tarzan. That guy used to do the Tarzan yell and could do, I mean, that's the way it sounds, really.
And then Tarzan came along.
And people are really like going, well, why do you... That's it.
What do you think of that?
That's it. Yeah, you need to start using that. Yeah.
I just did that. That was pretty amazing.
Nah, you didn't do it.
How do you know? You've done
it. It's a sound bite. I know it is.
I'll try it again.
You're lip singing a wolf call. Oh, is this not entertainment on a Friday morning? Is this not the greatest entertainment you've ever heard, ladies and gentlemen? I've only got two more segments and I'm out of here. I don't know what you're going to do.
Want to do wolf sound effects the rest of the morning?
Hey, my folks, my kinfolk, went to Holiday World. Now, I know you've been there.
I have.
And what did you think of Holiday World? They liked it. They enjoyed it.
I liked it okay. It was.
Did you go to Splash and Safari or whatever that?
Well, they're all kind of get together.
Okay, so you have to go like with a bathing suit and.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really not separate.
Yeah.
And if I don't know how many rides they have at Holiday World. If they have 10 rides, then they've got 10 water rides.
Okay.
I mean, it's about 50-50.
They said. My oldest granddaughter said that the rides were kind of more like the old-fashioned. They jerked her around a lot, you know.
There's at least one ride, and I'm not so certain it's not the 10 Lizzies that were at Opryland. There's a ride or two that was from Opryland that's there.
Well, they said they rode a roller coaster. I said, well, I'd be okay with that as long as it goes straight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the upside going over your head kind of roller coasters, you know. I said, at my age, though, I don't usually ride them anymore. Too physical. I'm like wore out, but they went around. They had their bathing suits, and then they went out. So they had a pretty good time. I did warn them it was in the middle of nowhere.
Then they found that out.
Yeah, they found that.
Was
out.
That the first time they've been?
Yeah, it's the first time they've been, and that amazes me because they've gone everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean they've gone to Disney World four or five times, and Disneyland. They went to Disneyland on a California trip. So I mean they've done it all.
Out of all the ones that I've been to, I'd rather go to Dollywood than anywhere.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, and the oldest granddaughter loves Dollywood too, but she loves to ride rides.
I mean, and this Dollywood Splash World or Country or whatever it's called, it's a whole totally separate thing.
Yeah, We used to just go to that and not go to Dollywood, or we'd like 2 days there and 1 day at Dollywood. And my biggest thing, what I would love to do now is just go, say, y'all go, and I'll be in the lily pad floating around the lazy river the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
That's
pretty much all I do.
I could see you enjoying that. All right, we better go to today in history, because there's a lot of today in history facts coming up.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1927, Ty Cobb's 4,000th major league hit. Now, you know, you've heard the pinnacle is get to 3,000 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine 4,000?
No, that's wild. And in 1927.
Yeah, but of course he played till he was 50, probably. You know, they played a lot longer back in those days. In 1959, The Nun Story, based on the novel by Katherine Hulme, starring Audrey Hepburn, premieres in Los Angeles. In 1970, Willie Mays becomes the 10th baseball player to get to 3,000 hits. Not as many as 4,000.
No, not like Ty Cobb-like.
In 1980, Billy Joel's Glass Houses album tops the U.S. charts, featuring It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. In 1994, Crayola announces the introduction of scented crayons. When you were a kid, did your dad get you, your mom and dad get you Crayola crayons or just the cheap knockoffs?
Cheap knockoffs.
Yeah. There's a difference.
But I always got Crayola somehow along the line.
There's a difference.
Oh, yeah. Big difference.
You ever have the 64 box?
Yeah.
But then there was the 100.
The sharpener.
Then there was 120 box.
Uh-huh.
Well, you were big time if you got that. And finally, in 1994, Kiss from a Rose, released by Seal. It was the Grammy record and song of the year. And we'll be back. It's time for Brandon Brooks.
This is CBS Rewind.
July 18th, 1964. The Four Seasons at the top of the singles chart with Ragdoll. In 1974, the U.S. Justice Department orders John Lennon deported.
Some karma's gonna get you.
See, I'm just one of those faces, you know. People never lighten his face.
He believed it was because of his anti-war activity.
You have to be more politically aware in the day and age. It's impossible to close your eyes.
And July 18th, 2008.
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
The release of the Batman sequel, The Dark Knight.
I see now what I have to become to stop men like him.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 93 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 74. And then showers and storms become likely Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. Starting to build with a little bit more volume through the Mount Julian area as we check it out live here on 40 westbound as you work your way through Hermitage right now, passing B&A Airport over here in the Donelson area. It's cranking up pretty good, 65 southbound, down through the Madison area there at Briley Parkway. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events.
This is the weekend for A Taste of Rutherford. It's the annual fundraiser for Main Street Murfreesboro. Over 25 restaurants offer you the best on their menu. And it's on the lawn at Oakland's Mansion this coming Saturday night, 6 until 9. Get in touch with Main Street Murfreesboro. Maybe you just moved here and want to learn more about local history. Well, you need to head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday morning. Members of the Historical Society will be there to answer your questions. It's all free, including the coffee and donuts. Well, you need to drop by the old one-room Ransom Schoolhouse anytime this Saturday morning between 9 and noon. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. Now listen closely. The new date for Greenhouse Ministries, Fix-It Fair, and Bike Repair will be Saturday, July 26th. It's a week away. That's from 8 in the morning until noon on Saturday, July 26th at Greenhouse Ministries. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events. The food's delicious at Adam's Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adam's Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there are just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
When you have fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here at The Wake Up Crew, and we wind up the week with a dad joke of the day. See, 4 days in, 3 thumbs ups, 1 thumbs down. Mm-hmm. So this would make an impressive week if you can get this one.
And there was at least a split decision, and then the reluctant thumb up, right?
Just to, yeah, yeah. A more so in-depth. I'd like to end the week on a real, you know, like boom, grab me, you know.
Okay. Which presidents were the greenest?
Presidents are the greenest. I don't know.
The Bushes.
I'm glad you came through. I'm going thumbs up with that one.
Okay.
No hesitation about that at all.
None, huh?
No. Good way to finish the week, because you certainly were.
You seem perplexed, though, which is good.
Perplexed?
Yeah. When I said who are the greenest presidents, it was like, well,
that was just, to make the punchline even better.
Oh, I see. Did you know it was the Bushes?
No, I didn't know. Oh, okay. That's why it was so good.
Gotcha.
It caught me by surprise. 641 on the crew.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's ordered the Attorney General to seek the release of a portion of grand jury testimony in the Jeffrey Epstein case. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Ultimately, it's up to a judge to make the final decision here, and it could take some time, months even.
Lawmakers in the House voted just past midnight to send a bill cutting more than $9 billion in funding for foreign aid and public broadcasting to the president's desk. Speaker Mike Johnson.
We clawed back $9 billion in taxpayer funds and wasteful spending.
New Mexico Democrat Teresa Ledger Fernandez.
Our public radio and TV, our work across the globe for public health and peace are what is the best of America.
A shocking announcement from Stephen Colbert last night.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May.
CBS says the decision was purely financial. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A coalition of 24 states and the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over a $6.8 billion freeze in federal education funding. Professional Educators of Tennessee highlighted the legal action, which claims that the freeze violates the Impoundment Control Act by withholding funds appropriated by Congress. This freeze, enacted on June 30th, threatens programs like supporting English language learners, teacher training, after-school activities, STEM initiatives, and migrant education. The Tennessee alone, schools could lose between $106 million and $120 million if the funds are not released. Local organizations such as Boys and Girls Club warn that services like tutoring and enrichment programs could be scaled back. Critics argue that the move represents executive overreach, undermining educational equality, and disrupting preparations as schools across Rutherford County approach the start of the 2025-2026 school year. Meanwhile, Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City Schools are preparing for their first days of class on August 8th and August the 7th, respectively. With families across the region gearing up for back-to-school shopping, Tennessee's annual back-to-school tax-free weekend runs from Friday, July the 25th through Sunday, July the 27th, giving residents 3 days to shop without paying state or local sales tax. Clothing and school supplies priced at $100 or less per item, as well as computers and tablets up to $1,500, are eligible. Celebrating its 20th year, the event is designed to ease the financial burden for families while supporting Murfreesboro area retailers. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flesh mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop,
yeah.
Donate, and save at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Come see us.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. I go to Tire World.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy, fast, and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adams Place.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. A West Tennessee animal shelter is reaching out for help after recent emergency rescues have them overrun with animals in need. The Dyersburg Dyer County Humane Society says they've been operating over capacity since a recent rescue of 36 dogs, pushing the shelter to more than double its capacity. Add to that another rescue this week where 7 dogs were living in a camper in extremely poor conditions. The Humane Society is asking for pedigree dog food donations, cleaning supplies, bleach, dog bowls, and more. While a few dogs have been adopted, a lot more of the animals need forever homes. A Knoxville man is facing several drug charges after officers seized more than 2 pounds of cocaine and 16 pounds of marijuana. On Wednesday, law enforcement officers served a search warrant at the home of 47-year-old Charles Hicks in Knoxville. During the search, officers found approximately 2.2 pounds of cocaine, they say, 16 pounds of marijuana, more than 160 grams of suspected pressed pills, including fentanyl, and other suspected narcotics. Hicks was arrested and is being held at the Knox County Jail. More news in 30 seconds.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Scary moments for a Jackson Sporting Goods store after a vehicle crashed through the front doors early Thursday. Luckily, no one was inside the store at the time. The crash happened just 6 minutes before the store was scheduled to open. As WBBJ-TV reports, it's unclear what caused the driver of the gray sedan to crash through the front of the building. Officers do not believe it was criminal in nature. Will Mumley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on the Wake Up Crew. Brian, you know what I'm thinking of right now?
Let me see.
Eat my shorts.
No, that's not exactly what I was thinking, but I would love to have a fresh watermelon.
Mm.
Like out of somebody's garden, you know?
Yeah. I had been craving tomatoes until I got some.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that craving's gone. I'll still eat them. I've still got one, I guess, to eat. But
Got one big one. You got 2 or 3. I only got one.
I got some little Tommy toes.
Oh, yeah, but I don't put them on a sandwich.
You don't?
No, you do.
I cut one of them up, yeah. Oh. Or about 2 of them
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think maybe more for like 5.
good watermelon would be good.
I mean, I found at Publix, I don't like to get a big one anymore because it's just me.
I know.
So I'll get the cut up ones. Mm-hmm. But they're really high when you do it
they
that
are.
Way. And you're really disappointed when they're not good, and I mean, when I say good, I don't mean they taste bad, but they don't have much flavor. I hate it. I hate them when they're just kind of dull.
I want a really sweet one.
Yes. And I got one. I got a hold of one. And unfortunately, I only bought the little one. And I wish I'd have bought the big one.
Was it good?
Oh, geez. It was so good.
Did you eat the whole thing at once?
I'll tell you where I got it from, Publix. I ate it all at one time.
Yeah.
The little one. I would have ate the big one all at one time, I think, if I'd have gotten it. But you just never know. You can't tell. And I know that we've gone over that on the show about how you can tell when a watermelon is ripe or not. But now when they're cut up for you, you can't tell that at all. I mean, you look at the color. You look at the color and go, I think I'll take a chance on it. But they're so high. You pay $10 for one of those big ones.
I was going to get one of those little containers at Publix, and I wound up getting a container that had strawberries and pineapple in it instead.
Yeah.
When I wanted some fruit.
Well, have
and
you
it
ever,
was good.
I'm that way with cantaloupe, too. My cantaloupe needs to be done,
I know what you mean. I can't,
if it's hard, I can't stomach it. I just can't.
I can't remember the last time I've had a really good cantaloupe.
And
honestly,
my father-in-law used to make a homemade garden.
Mm-hmm.
And homegrown, and his cantaloupes were awesome. I mean, they were just, every one of them were good. You never got a bad one. And his tomatoes were good. He tried watermelon the last couple of years, but we didn't eat many of those. Of course, we didn't have seedless at the time when he was doing that, but I can't go with the seeds anymore either.
Really?
I just can't.
They're supposedly the better ones.
They supposedly are, but I can't. I don't want to hassle through that with the seeds or spit them out and all that stuff.
Now, are you a salt on watermelon?
No. Used to be when I was a kid. I loved it, salt on it, but no, over the time, it takes away from the sweetness.
Really?
Yeah, you're a salt guy, though, aren't you?
I do prefer salt on my watermelon.
You would.
And cantaloupe.
Yeah, I do like it on cantaloupe pretty good, yeah.
But I just don't get cantaloupe anymore because it's been so long since I've had a good one.
You know what you need to do is next Tuesday?
Go to the farmer's market?
Yeah, right after you come back, and then bring them to me tomorrow, the next day.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't mind doing that. Just sit right over here.
Dalton went on Saturday to the one downtown.
Oh, they're so crowded up there.
He said he had the best thing that he's ever eaten in his life.
Really?
A smoked trout dip.
Well, now he says that he throws that best he's ever had. I mean, he throws it out loosely, you know.
Yeah,
but smoked trout dip.
He said if it was an appetizer at a restaurant that he would get it every time. It was that good. But
what do you dip it with?
He didn't buy it. He had a sample, but he didn't buy it.
Oh,
I think he wishes he had.
Yeah, cheapskate. Time for some birthdays today. We've got another long list. We count the weekend.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right, 1918, Nelson Mandela, South African activist, political prisoner, and president of South Africa. 1921, John Glenn, American astronaut, first American to orbit the Earth, and first politician.
That was an astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Senator, Democrat from Ohio. Didn't he go on a space mission really at a late age,
yes,
too, again?
He was on one of the shuttle missions.
In 1941, Martha Reeves, American singer. She was Martha of Martha and the Vandellas. And in 1954, Ricky Skaggs, American country singer, born in Cordell, Kentucky, and a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Played the game right from the start. This toy heart was broken when party words were spoken. Darling, you told with a toy heart.
Holy heart.
In 1967, Vin Diesel, American actor, the Fast and Furious movies. In 1980, Kristen Bell, American actress, was in Veronica Mars and Frozen.
Because for the first time in can't wait to meet
her. Very, very talented singer and actress.
Very much so.
Anything she's in, I usually watch it.
Lives in Nashville.
Does she now?
She and Dax Shepard have moved to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Or they have a home in Nashville.
Maybe she's going to sing some.
Maybe so.
They cut some records. And look at, I just threw the birthday list away.
Uh-oh.
No, I didn't. Here it is. Okay. All right, birthdays today. Ken the Shot, Paige Robinson, Stacey Woods, Lori Davis, and Esther DeHaanis. Is that how you say that?
I think so.
And tomorrow, Leanne Walker, Larry Giraldi, Todd Bond, Pam Sliger, Shannon Woodfin Parsons, Leo Martin, Bart Johnson, Bucky Phillips, and Brad Phillips.
Those are the names we have right now, but call or text and add to the birthday club. Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club today and tomorrow birthdays.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 93 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 74. And then showers and storms become likely Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Hey, Jim, where'd you source out those maters from?
Right out of my field. Still had mud on them this morning.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro, on John R. Rice Boulevard.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market. No middlemen, just local hands and local dirt.
Good morning. A stalled car up against the wall. I had traffic a little bit slow, 440 westbound at Nolansville. Like they were there a few minutes ago trying to move that, and it was a delay through there as it loads up now on 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro. Keysborough, Rutherford County. A little bit of radar this morning on I-40, especially in the Mount Julian area on I-40 through certain parts of Wilson County. When you need dependable towing, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
We're visiting with Jennifer Sanchez, manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift at 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
You're not just walking into just a big warehouse. You're walking into rooms. We've got a media room. We've got a boutique room. We've got a vintage room, a furniture area, kitchen, all that.
Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift.
Every day you go in there, I promise you it's changing.
Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, online at steeredstraightthriftstore.org.
A late night departure.
The network will be ending The Late Show in May.
In the end of a television staple, Stephen Colbert telling his audience The Late Show will wrap it up. That's right, meaning no replacement for Colbert. The statement, CBS calling the move purely a financial one. The Late Show started back in 1993 with David Letterman. Colbert took over in 2010.
We bring the subject into that dream.
15 years ago, Christopher Nolan's trippy Inception was released, and next year, we'll see his take on The Odyssey with Matt Damon. Now, tickets for select IMAX showings already went on sale and have, for the most part, sold out. The Odyssey is out July 14th in 2026. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options to cover your small business needs and more. Visit progressive.com today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Two till seven.
2 till 7? 7:50 or 6:58, right?
Yeah, and we're going to have the news at the top of the hour. But I need to tell you that Lauren Margetjack, I didn't get it right that time either. Margetjack.
I think so.
Margetjack. Good neighbor of the day for her heartfelt commitment as the compassionate leader of Possibility Place, tirelessly nurturing and empowering each individual with kindness and grace. Lauren Margetjack will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison, the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, and the Big G.
You don't have to have a simple name just to be good neighbor of the day. It could be anybody.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You can give us a pronouncer if you want to, by the way. 615-893-1450. If you text the word neighbor to our number, you'll get a reply from us. Tap on the link and fill out the information it asks for. Click submit and you're done. And it'll be in my inbox. I just had one pop in like 10 minutes ago. So you can do the same. 615-893-1450. Hit us up.
With the law offices of John Day on your side, we understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
And stay tuned. The news is next.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Alleged Trump Epstein letter.
Trump alleges that any letter bearing his name, handwriting, or drawing is a fake.
The president's health.
The benign and common condition.
Pulling the plug on Colbert.
Next year will be our last season.
Good morning. I'm Cammy McCormick with the CBS World News Roundup. There is growing controversy over the Trump administration's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. The attorney general is taking steps to release more material from a grand jury investigation, while President Trump threatens to sue the Wall Street Journal for its reporting of an alleged letter he sent to Epstein 20 years ago. Scott McFarlane reports.
Days after urging his supporters to stop talking about the death and crimes of Jeffrey Epstein.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
President Trump is facing a new wave of controversy. controversy. Now, a Wall Street Journal report alleges he wrote Epstein a birthday note in 2003 with a hand-drawn sketch appearing to be the outline of a naked woman and a message that said, "Happy birthday, may every day be another wonderful secret." Trump, who has slammed those calling for the Epstein files to be released.
I call it the Epstein hoax.
Responded to the report calling it a fake story and said, "These are not my words, not the way I talk." And he vowed to sue Wall Street Journal owner Rupert Murdoch, a longtime ally who also owns Fox News. The report comes after a week of backlash from Trump supporters who called for transparency after his administration released a memo saying Epstein did not have an incriminating client list. Hours after the Wall Street Journal posted its report, Trump ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to release pertinent grand jury records from the Epstein case, to which Bondi promptly posted a reply saying she would ask a court to do so today.
CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson says a federal judge will decide whether or not to release that testimony, and it could take some time before that happens.
This is not a waving of a wand, snapping of fingers. The president says, let's release pertinent information, and then we all see that before we go to bed. It's not going to work that way.
The House early this morning passed the bill to claw back billions of dollars in money that had been approved for foreign aid and public broadcasting. The deadline was today for the money to be yanked or spent as it was originally intended. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The first of what we believe will be multiple rescissions packages. That's our plan. I'm delighted to send that over to the president's desk for signature, and he'll sign that quickly. We clawed back $9 billion in taxpayer funds and wasteful spending.
The White House says after what it called some mild swelling in his legs, the president has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. That's a common condition in older adults that occurs when little valves inside the veins that normally help move blood against gravity gradually lose the ability to work properly. Dr. John LaPook.
In general, this is a relatively benign condition by itself. The important thing is you want to make sure that it's not being caused by something serious. They report that they've ruled out the more serious causes, at least the most common ones. For now, they're saying that the president is in very good health.
President Trump has criticized the Fed chair for not lowering interest rates, and he's considered firing him. He's also criticized Powell for the cost of renovating the Fed's headquarters in Washington. Powell has now responded to that criticism, as Michael Wallace reports.
In a letter to White House Budget Director Russell Vogt, Powell says the Fed has taken great care to ensure the project is carefully overseen and points out it has been approved by board members annually. He denies Vogt's criticisms that the renovations include VIP dining rooms, private elevators, or unnecessary fancy marble. Vogt also accused Powell of altering the plans without permission, but Powell says the Fed only made a few changes to scale back the project.
During the taping of last night's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, an announcement that stunned the audience.
The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
CBS parent company Paramount called it a purely financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night and said it was in no way related to the show's performance. The Late Show regularly wins the ratings race. 4 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
There could be another welcome change in the security lines at airports. First, the Department of Homeland Security said we can keep our shoes on. Now it's apparently reevaluating liquids and removing electronics. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says it's a result of better screening.
CT scanners can see through things in a bag. They are better adept at spotting explosives like liquids or inside a laptop. But also, the layers of security, the vetting that each flyer goes through has changed. They feel like they have a better idea who they need to look closer at before they even get to the airport.
The immigrant detention center in the Florida Everglades was meant for dangerous criminals, according to the administration. The Miami Herald and the Tampa Bay Times are reporting a 15-year-old boy with no criminal record was sent there. He was a Mexican national who was a passenger in a vehicle stopped by the Florida Highway Patrol. His father says he spent 3 days there. Attorney General Pam Bondi toured Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay yesterday, where she received a briefing on the facility. It's long been a tourist spot after it was shut down. 1.6 million people visit each year, bringing in $60 million in revenue to the National Park Service and the city, Elizabeth Cook reports.
Alcatraz was closed more than 60 years ago, considered too expensive to maintain. John Martini is an Alcatraz historian who worked there as a park ranger.
There's no running water anywhere on the island, especially in the giant prison, the cell blocks. There's no heat. There's no sanitation. That's one reason that it was closed in 1963 was the island needed so much work to bring it up to even basic standards.
The Justice Department wants a list of all non-citizen inmates held in California jails. It says it hopes for voluntary cooperation from county sheriffs, but could take the matter to court. A lawyer for the ACLU tells the New York Times any sheriff who complies could be in violation of California's sanctuary state law. A 61-year-old Long Island, New York man is in critical condition after walking into an exam room during an MRI. He was pulled into the machine by his chain necklace. Charles Winderfelt is an MRI director at nearby North Shore Health System.
It would act like a torpedo trying to get into the middle of the center of the magnet.
The National Institute of Biomedical Imaging says the magnetic force of an MRI machine is strong enough to fling a wheelchair across a room. Time on the roundup, 8 minutes past the hour.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the goblin...
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 93 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 74. And then showers and storms become likely Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 75.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's got a little bit heavier in the last few minutes on 24 westbound. Coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Watching it build pretty good. Certain sections of Vietnam vets, especially as you work your way past Conference Drive. You got all that traffic right now this time of the morning coming in from Wilson County, especially through the Mount Juliet area on I-40 westbound, headed over into Hermitage. Hey, if you've suffered hail or storm damage, now your roof is leaking, any problems with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist here in Middle Tennessee. Check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Pond, I expect news, traffic, weather, and fun.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Goldfinger!
Well, good morning, everybody. Best day of the week, isn't it? It's July 18th.
Why is it the best day of the week?
It's episode set 1702.
Yeah, but is there another reason it's the best day of the week?
Does that not make it the best day of the week?
No, I think, you know what makes it the best day of the week?
What?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to break. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey.
It's Friday.
Can't beat a Friday, for sure.
Friday.
Brian and John here with you this morning.
You guys are jerks.
Dalton's not here. He'll be back Monday, I think. Song of the day. I think we've got another week of this, if that's okay, CEO, of our songs.
Did you get that? Did you send me a permission slip for that?
No, I'm just asking. I said, I think we have enough to do another week.
Okay.
Songs that only became famous because of a movie, and you kind of pushed back on this a little bit because it was a hit, but I guess it was a hit again because of the movie.
Yes.
And it was honestly a really big hit for the Righteous Brothers, who were not even performing at that time, right?
Right. That's correct.
And it happened to be in the 1990 blockbuster movie Ghost.
You know, they're making that potted thing.
Oh, yeah.
Demi Moore had just had a baby before that.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that's why she wore a lot of bigger clothing, because she wasn't at the weight she wanted to be.
Yeah.
So, anyway. She's still very attractive. But
very much, yeah. So, yeah. I forgot that was Demi Moore.
Yeah. She'll surprise you. You don't think about her much.
I know.
She was in a couple of good ones. Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson, that movie about the Army or Navy or something.
Oh.
He was a lawyer. She was in that for A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men. I forgot. Yeah. See, there you go. Well, that's the Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody, our song of the day. I guess this is probably called This and That. Okay, just I got two little
this
things here.
This and that.
I remember that. John, for the first time ever, you and I both have had our gallbladders removed.
No.
I thought you did.
No.
Okay. Well, what was that big scar that you had?
Kidney stone.
Oh.
It was a kidney stone. Calcium stone that was about as big as a nickel.
Golly.
And they didn't crush them back then, so.
Wow, you had to be cut wide open for that.
Yeah, worst surgery I've ever been through, and the worst recovery. It was the longest recovery.
Okay. Well,
and I think I decided to do boys basketball.
Was it right at that time?
I think about that year or something like that.
Wow.
Or maybe it was girls basketball. I can't remember. But I had to get back on my feet. But I was running in the gym about 2 weeks after I got out of hospital, which I wasn't supposed to be doing.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not good. Well, I've had my gallbladder removed.
Ooh.
John Blankenship had his removed, and the next week went, you know, to where his son lives on an island somewhere. Forgot what it is. So it's a fairly quick recovery. But a robot has surgically removed a gallbladder from a dead pig 8 different times with 100% success. Robot only. Was trained using videos of the actual procedure, but made all the surgical decisions on its own. The only thing it needed a human for was to reload chips and switch surgical tools. And each procedure took 5 minutes. An unassisted robot surgery.
Things to come.
Would you volunteer for that?
No, I would not.
I would not either.
Do you see the picture of the robot that's running? They got robots in China that run.
Yes, they're weird looking.
And they're fast.
I know.
I mean, they're pretty fast.
So last Sunday, we ate at Waco, the sushi place, for Dalton's birthday. And they have a robot that brings the sushi to the tables.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sure does. They load it up, and it takes it to the different tables. It knows that C7 is in this direction and whatever, and...
Wow.
It's wild. It is wild.
Do you have to tip them?
No, but with a party of, I guess, 4 or more, they put the automatic tip on there.
Do you not deal with a human being at all?
You do, okay. But they deliver it.
They do the food. They bring the food. Like she does, the waitress does the drinks and all that stuff, right?
Okay. Yeah. It's just the platters of food. And this is kind of sad news, actually.
Oh, no.
You haven't heard this, I guess. I'm taking it.
Dolly's not living with us anymore?
No, she's here. Oh, okay. Yeah. But Dolly Parton has announced that she's putting her music career on hold. This in the wake of her husband Carl Dean's death in March. She opened up about her decision on, of all things, the Khloe Kardashian podcast, Khloe's in the Wonderland. She shared that the grief that she's facing with her husband's death has affected her creative process in writing new music.
Wow, isn't that something?
Yeah. She said, this is a quote, "I can't do it right now because I've got so many other things that I can't afford the luxury of getting that emotional. So there are times like that, things like that, that start here a little bit, then I'll write something else, and if it comes, it comes. So I'm putting all of that right now on hold, but that's not necessarily the end of her music writing, but just not now. It makes her too sad."
Wow. Count all that money.
Yeah. Dollywood celebrating, this is their 40th anniversary year.
She's been doing some promos for it.
Yes, she has.
Yeah.
What was it called? Silver Dollar City, I think, before that.
Yeah.
So, and they've got one of the original Silver Dollar City rides, which was one of the kids' most... they liked it the most. Fire in the Hole or something. It's a really simple
The only answer to Opryland.
Unfortunately.
That music's appropriate for it, too.
That's true. I will always love Opryland. Sports is coming up next here on the Big G.
This is News Radio WGNS. Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfect.
The Open Championship, round 2 at the Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland, and the early projected cut line is currently sitting around 2 over par. Some of the early groups coming in, Mark Leishman shot a 68 for his round 2 on Friday. Ricky Fowler shot a 72. Sergio Garcia shot 73. Rikuya Hoshino shot 70, and Matt Wallace shot 69. The NFL Players Association Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr. resigned on Thursday night. He was at the center of a firestorm of allegations first unearthed last month over a confidentiality agreement over a collusion arbitration between the PA and the NFL, and later came out that there was an alleged conflict of interest between Lloyd Howell Jr.'s role and a private equity group looking to take ownership in an NFL team.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by
the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. The Kentucky Derby is now behind us, but the racing excitement is just beginning. Starting August 28th and running through September 10th, Kentucky Downs will feature the richest 7 days of racing in North America. Titans of the turf from all over the world will descend on Franklin, Kentucky and light up the lawn in an all-grass extravaganza. For more info on the live racing meet, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, July 19th is a dynamic day in the thoroughbred racing world. We're headed to Monmouth Park in New Jersey. It's Haskell Stakes Day. Race 6 is the Monmouth Cup. Grade 3 on the dirt, mile and an eighth, 3 year-olds and up. The number 3 Classic catches our top pick, trained by Todd Pletcher. No wins this year, but 3 seconds and 2/3. Race 9, the Wolf Hill Stakes, 5.5 furlongs on the turf, 3 year-olds and up. The number 2 Super Chow is who we like, son of Lord Nelson, trained by Jorge Delgado. Race 11 is the Grade 2 United Nations, mile and 3/8 on the turf, 3 year-olds and up. A loaded 12-horse field. The number 7 Rebel Red is our top pick, trained by Sheree DeVoe. He won the Corleywood at the same distance in his last start at Churchill Downs. Race 12 is the Grade 1 $1 million Haskell Stakes. 8 3-year-old males going a mile eighth on the dirt. The number 2, Journalism. The Preakness Champ is the class of the field here and the one to watch. The number 6, Gosger, is another horse we like, trained by Brendan Walsh, ridden by Luis Saez. Saratoga is where we head next. Race 10 is the Grade 1 Coaching Club American Oaks. 3-year-old fillies going a mile eighth on the dirt. The number 1, Immersive, is our top pick. Ultra-talented daughter of Nyquist is making her second start of the year for trainer Brad Cox. Race 11 is the Grade 2 Alfred G. Vanderbilt, 6 furlongs on the dirt for older horses. Fantastic 8-horse field on this one. Number 6, Bookham Dano, is our top pick, ridden by Paco Lopez. He's 2-for-3 in 2025. Race 9 at Del Mar is where we finish. The Grade 2 San Clemente, mile on turf for 3-year-old fillies. The number 7, Jungle Peace, is our top pick, trained by Phil D'Amato. Got a hunch, bet a bunch, back a horse and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:22, Wake Up Crew for a finally Friday, and it's time for what we're watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Island.
Well, this is more of maybe what we're gonna watch. Okay. This is a look at TV premiere dates for 2025. Now, this would include some streaming things, too. So, It, Welcome to Derry, D-E-R-R-Y. It's coming to HBO Max, a prequel to the It films. You'll never watch that. It's the clown, right?
No.
Me either. The Paper is set to premiere September 4th, and I've heard a little bit about this. Now, it's been 20 years since The Office premiered on NBC. 9 seasons of The Office, and even after its finale, it remains widely quoted, lots of memes. So now the universe is going to expand with this spinoff called The Paper. It's set in a small-town newspaper office, but it's going to be in the same vein of The Office, kind of a mockumentary, focusing on local paper sales and journalism. And it's going to be on Peacock starting September 4th. And Oscar Nunez reprises his role as Oscar Martinez in this spinoff.
Okay.
So, and Greg Daniels, who was a co-creator of The Office, is going to be an executive producer. So it's kind of a real, real spinoff here. I've heard a lot about this one because I sometimes listen to the Jason Bateman podcast that he does with Will Arnett and the guy from Will and Grace called, Smartless. But Netflix is coming out with a limited series called Black Rabbit, September 18th. And Jude Law is in it. He is kind of the proprietor of a swanky New York restaurant. And Jason Bateman is his brother who returns to the business and brings trouble with him. So Jason Bateman's kind of playing the bad man here in that one.
I don't like Jason Bateman being a bad guy.
There was...
Even when he was bad guy in Ozark.
Yeah. He's been... So what was that? Taron Egerton.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah. He played the bad guy in that.
What was that? That was a movie. Carry On. It was good. Did you see it?
I saw previews, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, you might check that out if you like those two. Let's see. The Walking Dead, Daryl Dixon. So that's apparently coming September 7th.
I think they need to put the caboose on.
I've never gotten into The Walking Dead at all. Dexter Resurrection is out now, I believe. So
yeah, it
is. That. I never got into any of the Dexter stuff myself either. Let's see. Are there some other things that are out now? Quarterback. I never saw the first season of Quarterback, but this is following NFL quarterbacks Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota on and off the field. That was the 2022 season. I think, looks like Joe Burrow and Kirk Cousins are who they're following around this year on that. Are you into that at all?
No.
No?
I don't like HBO, you know, where they do the training camp stuff. I don't care for that either.
Yeah.
I liked it when it first came out.
Well, I guess that's about all that's coming up on TV. Don't see any other things. Is there anything that you've been watching? There are a lot of game shows on network TV, I've noticed, this summer.
I'm getting ready for Match Game with Martin Short.
Yeah.
That's coming. 28th, I think, maybe.
Is that right?
Or it may be closer than that, but...
That could be really funny.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be good. And...
I watched Hollywood Squares the other day. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I was not...
It was okay. It wasn't what I remembered Hollywood Squares being, but
no
I think
offense to Drew Barrymore, she's just not that funny in The Secret Square. I mean, you need to have a Pauline or a somebody that's got a quick, you know. But I mean, it was okay. Yeah.
I think Nate Burleson is really good though.
Yeah, he is good. It makes it exciting and that kind of thing. They pretty big money.
You know that there have been several former NFL players that have had a really good TV career, and he's one.
Nate Burleson's probably the best thing on that CBS morning show, really.
Probably.
You know, and. He's as good as Michael Strahan. I'd say that.
Michael's
a little funnier, but, you know, Nate's pretty good.
Let's see. Who is replacing Jimmy Johnson? I think it's played for the New England
Gronk.
Gronk. Gronkowski, yeah. Yeah. He's going to take Jimmy Johnson's place. I guess he was in training last year.
Yeah.
That'll be all right.
Jimmy missed a few last year, I think.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that's a little what we're watching. Our time 7:28 here on the Wake Up Crew.
No middlemen. No mystery. Just fresh picked produce. Straight from the Tennessee dirt to your dinner table.
Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Where our family feeds your family.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Is your saving for retirement strategy involving the phrase, I'll get around to it someday? If so, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and when it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side, and there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Give us a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
I think that you need to consider what's going to be happening in the near future. And I am pleased that I moved before my children had to move me. And I think that's a very good point, to look at what you foresee happening and then make plans of your own for that. And then you have a real voice in where you go and what kind of thing you do.
The Villages of Murfreesboro. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
Dear John, I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond, and that's why I just think the world of you. Thank you, Robert K.
My pleasure, Robert. If you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew Friday morning, July 18th, episode 1702 of the Wake Up Crew, and a huge list of birthdays.
Yes, we do, and today it's Kenneth Schott, Paige Robinson, Stacy Woods, Lori Davis, and Esther DeHonis. Tomorrow, Leanne Walker, Larry Giraldi, Todd Bond, Pam Sliger, Shannon Woodfin Parsons, Leo Martin, Bart Johnson, Bucky Phillips, and Brad Phillips. Leanne married an older man, didn't she?
Oh, much. Yeah. Much older. Yeah. Birthdays anniversary, 615-893-1450, the number you can call or text, but... Unfortunately, you need to get it done now. Now's your time. As time is running out, we announce everybody's name at 8 o'clock and give away the banana pudding.
At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we could help, call me, John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 93 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly, around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 74. And then showers and storms become likely Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Good morning. A couple of accidents in their clearing stages out here. It's starting to build again through Kingston Springs on I-40 coming eastbound as you work your way through Bellevue. As it gets heavier, 65 south at Trinity Lane. It's trying to load up with a little bit more volume just in the last few minutes on I-40 coming through the Mount Julian area and 24 westbound up through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Princess Hot Chicken, new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend when you order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
The Murfreesboro City Council has unanimously approved the annexation of Middle Point Landfill into the city limits following a 6-0 vote Thursday night. This decision allows Murfreesboro to extend its municipal codes and regulatory oversight to the landfill, which has been the focus of a long-standing community concern. Homes, businesses, and city parks now sit within half a mile of the landfill's operations, raising issues about property maintenance, stormwater control, and public safety. The city stressed that the annexation does not permit landfill expansion or authorize Murfreesboro to shut down operations approved by the state of Tennessee. But it does ensure future improvements meet local zoning and building standards. In Rutherford County, the search for answers continues in the shooting death of 22-year-old Noah Taylor of Smyrna. Taylor was killed last Saturday morning while driving to work on Interstate 24 near Waldron Road. Investigators believe that the fatal shot was fired around 7:30 a.m., and they're asking for dash cam footage from motorists traveling between I-840 and Bell Road between 7 and 8 a.m. Noah's family, including his mother, Katrina Leonard, and stepbrother, Sean Leonard, are pleading with the public for information. They're offering a $2,000 reward for credible tips. Crime Stoppers may add an additional $1,000 to that reward. Taylor, who was active in Life Point Church's Spanish ministry, had recently celebrated his 22nd birthday and earned a job promotion. Authorities urge anyone with details to contact Detective Thomas Burnett at 615-904-3052. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
Shop, donate, and save at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, We help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security. The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 7:35, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. Brian and John here with you this morning, and it's time to play Bigger or Smaller?
Or larger or smaller, or thicker than whatever.
So just, you get...
I'm giving them to you.
You basically give a couple of things and ask which is smaller, which is bigger, which is something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're really, these are hard, so we're not going to count, you know, that you don't know them, because it's going to be almost impossible.
Oh.
Okay?
That kind of game.
Which is bigger, Jupiter or Saturn?
Ooh. Let me think back to Miss Hayes' science class, Walter Hill. I'm saying Jupiter.
Miss Hayes would be very proud of you. Yeah, very good.
I think it's the largest planet.
I think you're right. I probably would have said Saturn.
It has the rings.
By landmass,
ooh,
which is bigger, Greenland or China?
By landmass.
So who was your social studies teacher?
That would be Miss Baird.
Okay.
Well.
And you were her pet.
The obvious answer... Yeah, I got to grade her papers. The obvious answer would be China, I think.
Miss Baird would be proud of you. Wow, you're run 2-0.
Thinking Greenland was just, yeah.
I just don't think I can find anything hard enough to stump you.
We'll see.
Which is thicker? We may have even had this one before, so I hope I did give you a little help. Which is thicker, a hockey puck or 400 sheets of paper? I think we had this one before, but...
It is 400 sheets of paper.
That is correct. Yeah. You did remember.
Because there's 500 in a ream, and that's both are thicker than
now,
a puck.
This one's going to take a little math.
Oh, boy.
Fractions.
My
favorite. It's really easy.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for setting me up for
failure. Think of common denominator, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is bigger, 3/4 or 2/3?
3/4 is 0.75, 2/3 is 0.66, so it's going to be 3/4.
You're amazing. You're just amazing.
Bob Mays and Diane Kelly. Thanking all of my elementary teachers.
Which is bigger, gigabyte or terabyte?
That would be a terabyte.
That is correct. What is your answer reasoning for that? How do you know?
Well... I just know that from computer and computer storage space.
Again, amazing.
Yeah.
You're undefeated
so far.
By landmass, which is bigger?
Oh, another one of these geography questions.
Texas or California?
Texas or California. Oof. This is a toughie. Gonna go with Texas.
That's correct. Wow, the crowd's getting excited. It's like a no-hitter, you know, in baseball.
Well, now you said it. It ruined it all.
Yeah. Which is bigger, 1 gallon or 2 liters?
Okay. So there are 4 liters in a gallon, I believe. So I'm going to go with the gallon.
Correct. He's still there. We're going to the bottom of the sixth.
I was thinking of that little pitcher that I used to make my crystal light in.
We go to the bottom of the sixth.
Mm.
He's not missed one. Which is bigger? Oh, this is easy. 1 meter or 1 yard?
Okay, that's going to have to be the yard. 1 yard, right?
It was a meter.
Okay.
It's right here.
A meter? Oh, I was thinking of a yardstick, and that's 3 yards.
But you said.
I did, yeah.
So. Kilobyte or megabyte, which is bigger?
That would be a megabyte.
That's correct.
Because it's mega.
Starting a new streak. Which is bigger, teaspoon or tablespoon?
Tablespoon.
There you go. Boy, he's on a roll again. Which, by population, which is bigger, Canada or the USA?
Oh, United States.
Yeah.
Hey.
And finally, which is taller? I think you've gotten this before, actually. I think we've done this one before, too, to give you a little help. 100 quarters stacked or one soda can?
100 quarters stacked. That's going to be, is it two rolls? 100 quarters.
100 quarters.
I'm going stacked. With that.
You're correct. Only missed one.
Well, how about that? Bigger or smaller?
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Need blueprints fast? Franklin's Printworks delivers high-quality prints with a speedy turnaround.
It is the quick turnaround, and it's the fact that we can provide them locally. There are places you can get them on the internet, and then they would have to be shipped to you, and you got to pay shipping and wait it several days. With us, you can have them in your hands the same day that you order them.
Jeff Carlton at Franklin's Printworks.
They require somebody that knows what they're doing and has the capabilities to produce them.
Speed and reliability in every print. That's Franklin's Printworks.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's a Friday Wake Up Crew, but not for much longer. Action Line, Roundtable, Rutherford Issues, all coming up after Swap and Shop this morning, which follows us here in just a bit on WGNS, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, those programmable thermostats adjust temperatures automatically, so you might think about that. Stay cool, save money. More energy-saving tips and tools at mte.com/myenergyplan. And if you want to keep up with the latest weather, text RWX to 615-893-1450 to get links to all of the Rutherford weather channels. You can do the same thing texting neighbor to our number to get a good neighbor to us, like Lauren Margaret Jack. Right?
Am I supposed to applaud?
No.
We still don't know if that's how you pronounce
it. We don't. But it's Lauren Margaret Jack. M-A-R-G-E-T-J-A-K.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Good neighbor today. Great person because of her commitment and compassion with leading Possibility Place. Someone wrote in, she's tirelessly nurturing and empowering each individual with kindness and grace. Nice words for Lauren Margaret Jack today. Good neighbor of the day from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and News Radio, WGNS. And again, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 to send in your good neighbor of the day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
John, do you happen to know which presidents were the greenest?
No,
The Bushes.
Replay.
As part of our What Did I Learn Today, I'm going to say that was your best joke of the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Best joke of the week.
I mean, it was to the point. I hadn't heard it before.
Yeah.
It caught me by surprise. I liked it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you made kind of a few remarks yesterday that, you know.
No, no remarks.
But, I thought you liked those little short ones. I do like them when they're funny.
They have to be funny.
Yeah. And they call me by surprise.
You know, have we lost? Well, I guess I shouldn't get into that.
What?
I was going to say, have we lost what dad jokes are really supposed to be?
Oh, here we go.
Everybody seems to be doing it, too. Have you noticed that? I mean, yeah. There are people online. I mean, radio shows.
Well,
I think we were a pioneer.
I think they don't rate them.
No.
And that's where we're a little different, a little bit above your normal show.
Most of the time, it's say a dad joke until someone laughs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we could try that formula, but that would mean you'd have to get...
Well, you'd have to have a lot of material.
16 jokes a day before we ever laugh at one.
Well, if this was the best one of the week, it would have taken five.
Probably so.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have the time to do that.
Yeah. But I think we were the forerunners.
You did tell me that we may have more Daryl Rigsby jokes in the future.
I keep waiting for that. I keep waiting for him, but he's so far, I don't know if he's taking his time or...
Is he researching? Or?
Well, I think he got a little upset that, yours were so over the top. You know,
really?
Big fives and that kind of thing. I think he felt like you weren't being honest.
Okay.
He's an honest guy.
Well, I can rate them low.
Well, I mean, no, don't rate him whatever you think he wants to hear. You rate him, just do it honestly, Brian.
I just appreciate him doing it.
You're just not very good at rating the jokes, evidently.
No. I want to be everyone's friend.
Yeah, well, can't always work out that way.
Why? How are you still his friend? Never mind.
Wow, that was cold.
You rated him pretty low.
I only won. The rest of them were good.
We haven't learned much, apparently, today, so... I'm done.
We
are
did.
You done?
No, I had one or two. Holiday World. We talked about Holiday World.
True.
Yeah. Pretty nice little place.
If you can stomach getting there.
Yeah.
It's the Blue Ridge Parkway to this and a cornfield, and then you're there.
Is that why he left me so little gas in my car that he took?
Oh, probably.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I was wondering what happened there.
Song of the day from the movie Ghost. The song that became a hit after the movie came out. That's true for this one. We'll see you Monday morning. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Afternoon showers and storms are possible in the area. Highs top out near 93 degrees. Winds south-southwesterly around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, any showers and storms end early. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Lows drop to 74. And then showers and storms become likely Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 75.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro,